I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierraway Media. Here's today's news. Well, on the evening of Sunday, July 27th, the Mono County Sheriff's Office received a mutual aid request from Madera County Sheriff's Office for a CPR in progress of a 42-year-old male located at Shadow Lake. The team was paged at 18:56 hours and rescue base was established at Minaret Vista. Rescue operations requested air resources, however, for a variety of reasons, most prominently nightfall, air resources were not available. Operations deployed a team of the two wilderness EMTs as a hasty medical team from Agnew Meadows Trailhead, equipped with trauma, cardiac, airway, and general medical support treatment. Two additional teams of teams 2 and 3 were deployed to transport the team's titanium littered to Shadow Lake. Hasty Team 1 arrived at the party of two at 21:30 hours, where it was determined that one individual was deceased. Team 1 requested additional personnel from operations for the carryout, and six more members responded from the trailhead split into the two teams. Teams 1 and 2 and 3 prepared the deceased for transport and began working the technical 4-mile return back to the trailhead. The additional responders joined them en route, resulting in a total of 12 members in the field. Just before transport, a single member walked the deceased partners and his brothers out ahead and back towards the trailhead. Each member played a vital, pivotal role in the litter carryout as a technical trail to and from Shadow Lake is steep, technical, and hazardous in the dark, particularly in the first and final miles. All members of the deceased arrived back at the trailhead at 1:15 hours on July 28th, where two members kept custody until official transportation arrived. The team sends its condolences to the families and friends of the deceased. The operation was terminated at 2:12 hours. We send our regards and condolences to the family as well. That's sad news. Following is a message from the Chamber of Commerce of Bishop. We extend a heartfelt thank you to the many community members who attended the Bishop City Council meeting on July 28, 25 in support of the Bishop Chamber of Commerce and the A-frame building that currently houses the Bishop Information Center and our staff offices. We also sincerely thank Mayor Kong and City Council members for listening to the public comments. At the close of the comment period, Council Member Mucovej requested clarification regarding the City of Bishop's current support for the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. For those that were not able to attend the meeting personally or virtually, there is a recording available. You can find that by going to sierrawave.net and clicking on the article titled Bishop Chamber of Commerce Regards July 28, 2025 Bishop City Council Meeting Chamber of Commerce. Scroll down until you see it in the third paragraph. The following provides a comprehensive and historic background of the long-standing mutual beneficial partnership between the City of Bishop Government and the nonprofit Bishop Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber provides destination marketing, concierge services for the guest promotion, community events, and valuable information for locals. These efforts bring more visitors to Bishop, visitors who support our businesses, stay in our hotels, and ultimately generate increased sales tax and transient occupant tax, other known as the TOT revenue, for the City of Bishop's general fund. In return for this vital work, the City of Bishop supports the Chamber in several ways. An annual marketing service agreement valued at $85,000. In-kind contributions, rent, and utilities in the A-frame valued at approximately $50,000. While some have described the Chamber's use of the A-frame as free rent, the agreement clearly specifies the support as in-kind to be paid in-kind, means receiving non-cash compensation for goods and services of equal value. Over time, the city's financial support for the Chamber and the general fund has declined significantly. In fiscal year 2001-2002, the City of Bishop contributed $186,450 and in-kind rent and utilities, demonstrating the city's historical recognition of the Chamber's value. The current rate of $85,000 is 54% than less than 24 years ago. Clarifying the BTID, Council Member Mujovej also noted that the Chamber received support from the City of Bishop through the Bishop Tourism Improvement District, which generated $631,081 in fiscal year 2021-25. This funding model deserves clarification for community members who may not be familiar with how it works. BTIT stands for Bishop Tourism Improvement District, established under the Property and Business Improvement District Law of 1994. It is a self-assessed district governed by the Bishop Chamber of Commerce on behalf of lodging businesses located within the city limits who voluntarily agreed to collect tourism assessment to promote visitation to Bishop. The BTID was initiated by the Bishop Chamber of Commerce and lodging owners in 2015 following a multi-year collaborative process with Chamber lodging owners and the City of Bishop. The Chamber and the business wanted more marketing, but the City Bishop General Fund could not provide the funds. The idea was to create a new funding source for marketing that would not take away from the City of Bishop's existing 12% TOT collections. When a guest stays overnight in a hotel or short-term rental within Bishop City limits, they pay 12% transient occupancy tax plus additional 2% BTID assessment. That 12% goes to the city's general fund and the 2% goes to the Bishop Chamber for Marketing Destination. The BTID District Management Plan is the legal framework document that mandates how funds are spent. 80% for sales and marketing, 10% for administration, 5% for visitor services and enhancements, 5% for contingency and reserves. Some have asked whether BTID funds could be used to build the new visitor center. This would fall under the visitor services and enhancement categories, which totals about $31,000 a year. The same category currently helps fund fish stocking and the Chamber's contribution to the Climber Ranger program. Thus, yes, BTID could fund up to $31,000 per year, but that would need funds would be diverted from supplemental fish stocking and the Climbing Ranger stewardship effort. A win-win model for Bishop. The BTID model is a successful collaborative approach to sustainable tourism and promotion. One, lodging partners benefit from higher occupancy and increased revenues. Two, City of Bishop benefits from the increased TOT and sales tax revenues in 2016-2017. The first year that the BTID marketing program started, the City of Bishop collected approximately $2.6 million in transient occupancy tax. The recently approved City Bishop budget for 2025-2026 includes a $3.5 million in TOT. This is a 35% increase in 10 years and represents 26% of the city's general fund revenue. Sales tax is projected to contribute $5.1 million to the general fund this year, 38% of the general fund. Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Information Center reinvest BTID funds in marketing that attracts more visitors, creating self-sustaining economic cycling. Well, there's more to this article, quite a bit, actually, and a breakdown of the budget. You can find that at sierrawave.net, or you can also find it at Sierra Wave Media on Facebook or Instagram. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, you really need to tune in to this last episode of Skippable News. We have my daughter Hadley Brown. I'm grateful to see her flourishing in her career, as well as one of the rock musicians that's going to be at the June Lake Jam Fest. How cool! We got to interview Derek Frank, and we have many more interviews coming very, very soon to Sierra Wave Media. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the long news. Just lots of important information to get out there today. Have a wonderful one.